I promised to get a Ouija board, you know, I never did that, you know, fuck it. YOLO, we're just gonna do that. I'm not gonna do it today, but I promise by the end of this month, I'm gonna get that. And I'm gonna get some instructions and everything, how you do this. So I could really, you know, I'm gonna get some like holy candles and I'm gonna get some of that and, you know, why not? I'm maybe losing my mind a little bit, but who cares? I mean, I care, and it's gonna be fun over here for this podcast to do something, you know, unusual. You know, just to test my intuition, is it really here or what? But I don't want to do nothing anymore because my friend is coming and I want him. He's like paranoid and scared of that shit and stuff. Seriously. Yeah, he's more of a female than me. Which the guys always perceived as like stronger than women. But we women are more stronger than them, actually. Which I don't want to make segregation between men and women. We're all equal. So I do see myself as a man. I don't know. I'm just going to go and find something funny on this damn thing. I'm so freaking bored. A mother and daughter went missing after entering an elevator in Taiwan in 2008, an obscure Elisa Lam case. There seems to be not a lot of material on this one. I was able to find an English source and a Vietnamese source. However, the English source took its information from another Vietnamese source, so we effectively only had Vietnamese sources. All sources are dated 2020. Perhaps the case resurfaced and multiple news sites just recycle each other articles. The pictures do collaborate to make the story seem legit enough. The source of the pictures are cited to be from ETT Today, a Taiwanese newspaper. Since I don't know Chinese, I can't really say much about the authenticity of this newspaper. If anyone can find any more information on the case, please let me know. On January 20, 2008, a mysterious case of missing person in Taiwan, a 37-year-old woman named Liu and her 4-year-old daughter went to the Yuan Lin Financial Building in Zhonghua, Taiwan. They both entered the elevator of the building only to never be seen again. The disappearance appeared to be big news in Taiwan. According to the testimony of the building manager, it was late at night and the woman appeared to be confused. Both the mother and the daughter were wearing red jackets. The manager was suspicious and did not want to let them enter the building. However, the woman said she came looking for a friend and quickly went into the elevator with her daughter. The next morning, the manager did not see the two leave the building. Suspecting Ms. Liu went to the building to commit suicide, he checked the cameras in the building. According to the camera footage, Ms. Liu entered the elevator looking very frightened and nervous. When the elevator doors shut, the woman suddenly removed the red jackets that she and her daughter were wearing. They even took off their shoes. The woman then dashed out the elevator with her daughter and went out of sight of the camera. The manager suspected Ms. Liu wanted to jump off the building to commit suicide since she took off her shoes. However, the fact that she took off the jacket as well as it was puzzling, so the man called the police. After reviewing the footage of the camera, the police believed there was a high chance that the two committed suicide, so they immediately conducted a search around the building. Dozens of officers were mobilized, but there was no trace of two missing persons or any related evidences. The police also asked everyone who entered and exited the building, yet no one saw Ms. Liu or her daughter. It was also possible that Ms. Liu changed her mind and decided to commit suicide by hanging or cutting her wrist, so the police widened the search of the inside of the building as well. They even checked the water tank and the water pipes, yet still no trace of the two was found. After the news went out, a man claimed to be Miss Liu's husband contacted the police. The man said they had 4 children together and had been separated for a year. Miss Liu was raising the 4 children while her husband was paying for child support. When she left home, Miss Liu said to her older daughter, who was in the 6th grade at the time, that she was taking her youngest daughter, the one that appeared in the camera footage, to the place of a relative for a few days. With little to go on, the missing case was closed after 10 years. 10 years later, Miss Liu's eldest daughter once again spoke in front of the media. She said that her mother was a very religious person. This sparked some theory of the supernatural, since Taiwanese believed that the color red attract ghosts and spirits. The 2 of them wearing red in the middle of the night was certainly an intriguing detail. Since then, the building has become famous. Some local residents said that the building brings bad luck, since no business have been able to thrive here. There. The disappearance of a mother and daughter 5 years ago in Yuanlin, Changhua, a case which has been referred to as the Taiwanese Elisa Lam case, has been the subject of much speculation from both the public and the media. Despite this attention, residents of the building say there have been no curious spectators visiting the site, and a resident on the 11th floor says his life has continued as usual. That he believes the public is blowing the issue out of proportion and hope the rumors of a haunting do not become more common. Situated on Wanian Road in Yuanlin, Changhua, the Kaijing building is a mixed-use residential and commercial building and scene of the disappearance of Miss Liu and her daughter 5 years ago, a case which has attracted increased attention in the wake of the Lisa Lam case. On January 20, 2008, Miss Liu, then 37, entered the building elevator, followed by her puzzled-looking 4-year-old daughter. They rode the elevator to the 11th floor, where she removed her own red jacket and her 4-year-old's pink jacket, as well as both pairs of shoes, which she left on the floor as they rushed out of the elevator. The security camera only recorded Miss Liu and her daughter leaving the elevator, after which she disappeared. Miss Liu was separated from her husband and raising her daughter alone. Not long after she failed to return home with her daughter, her motor scooter was found parked outside of the Kaijing building. Given the late hour, the doorman worried that the pair may have committed suicide and notified the police. The police confirmed that there was no evidence of the pair leaving the building, conducted both door-to-door searches, as well as search of the water tower and the building pipes, but no trace was found of the 2. Wow, and since the interest of the public, the building has remained quiet with no onlookers coming to visit the area. One 11th floor resident said, "I was one of the people who was shown the tape. Now, there's only me living on the 11th floor." This resident said he has not been impacted by the disappearance. "I'm not too concerned about it." Yeah, probably because you ate this lady. After viewing the tape and confirming this was the last sighting of Miss Liu and her daughter, the police conducted a thorough search of the building but discovered neither bodies nor the missing mother and daughter. Over time, the case has attracted increased interest, and one resident in particular claims, "I think the doorman made a big deal out of nothing with the way that he immediately called the police. I don't think it's particularly weird. The police didn't have warrants, so they couldn't search every resident, and the mother and daughter could have been in any number of empty units sleeping. No one would have ever noticed." Neighbors reject concerns of a haunting, worried about spreading rumors unnecessarily and affecting property values. Also, the Kaijing building originally had no entry policies. In some buildings in Taiwan, you can come and go without registering with a doorman, but in others, you have to leave your name and who you're going to see. It is since closed to the public, and management declined to be interviewed for this story, saying they hope the rumors would subside quickly. Of course, there are going to be rumors and everything. the people did something to this woman and everything. I don't believe they just disappear. Disappear in somebody's gut. Hungry ass motherfuckers. The psychic spot. Disappearance. In May 1996, two Japanese schoolgirls took part in dare to visit a haunted hotel, only to go missing for 24 years. In March 2020, their car and bodies were discovered in a body of water nearby, and despite there being witnesses, their deaths remains a mystery. In Japan, the long hot summer months are celebrated as a season of hunting, with the belief that the scariest of ghost stories will give you enough chills to eventually cool you down. Others will use this occasion to practice a tradition known as Kimodameshi, which translates in English to a liver test, meaning a test of courage. These tests usually involve the exploration of supposedly haunted locations, such as abandoned buildings or graveyards, during the dead of night to prove to oneself and others that they are brave enough to challenge the fear of the supernatural. Many young Japanese people have enjoyed this tradition for years with no consequences other than a few sleepless nights. However, in May 1996, darkness would descend upon the land of the rising sun as the Kimodameshi of two schoolgirls would leave the country with a new story that would change their season of hunting forever. On May 5th, 1996, the last day of the Golden Week holiday season in Japan, two schoolgirls from Hime City, Toyama Prefecture, decided to take part in Kimodameshi and test their courage at a psychic spot. The term psychic spot in this instance actually has nothing to do with physics or psychics, but it is a translation from the Japanese phrase Shinrei Supoto, which refers to supposedly haunted or cursed locations involved paranormal activity. Magumi Yashiki and Narumi Takumi, both 19 years old at the time, planned to travel to a notorious psychic spot in Ozu City, which is located roughly 35 miles east of Hime City. Several days prior to their trip, Megumi and Narumi spoke to friends at a local park who claimed to have recently traveled to the same spot to partake in a Kimodameshi. It's alleged that girls had already visited the location twice before, although other reports suggest that they may have learned about the spot from a magazine article. After finishing a shift at her local store, Narumi purchased a pen light, as well as some batteries for Megumi's flashlight, in preparation for the evening trip to the haunted location. At around 9 p.m., both girls got into Megumi's car, a black Subaru Vivio, and began making their way to Ozu. Since it was mid-90s and mobile phones weren't commonplace in society at this point, they sent a message to their families using a pager to explain that they were going to Ozu for a Kimodameshi. Midway along their journey, at around 9:30 p.m., they stopped off at a Kayomaru Park in Imizu City for around 30 minutes to tell some friends what their plans were before continuing along the trip. At around 10 p.m., the girls were spotted refueling the car at the petrol station in Ozu before they left to continue into the moonlight. At about 11 p.m., one of the friends of Megumi and Narumi received a pager message from the girl saying, "We are in Ozu," suggesting that they have made it to the destination. Little did anyone know at that time, but these four words would mark the last time anyone would ever hear from the two girls from Hime City, as Megumi and Narumi, as well as their car, vanished into thin air. The psychic spot at Megumi and Narumi traveled to was this place, the Tsubono Spa Hotel, located in mountains area of Ozu. The sixth floor structure was supposedly a place where you could go to escape the busy city life and relax while overlooking the horizon of the Toyama Prefecture. Prefecture. Unfortunately, in 1982, the business went bankrupt and was left abandoned after the owner failed to find a suitable buyer. The cost of tearing down the building at the time was over 25 million yen, and therefore the city council decided against removing it at such a fee and barricaded it up as best as possible. This led to the location becoming a hotspot for young adults and biker gangs known as Bosozuku, who would use the hotel as a place where they could express havoc, vandalizing the building, smashing windows, and setting off fireworks inside. Despite plans to restore the property after a series of failed projects, the hotel stands isolated to this day, bruised and beaten, overlooking the city below. As years pass by, the lonely Tsubono become a popular haunted hotel for people to test their courage and visit during the long summer nights. The 2 days after taking a trip to the hotel, after growing concerned that the girls weren't coming home, the families of Megumi and Narumi reported them missing to the Toyama Prefectural Police. The initial search was focused around the Tsubono, since this was the last known location that the girls had supposedly made it to before disappearing. They later expanded the search area after finding no evidence of anything belonging to the girls at the hotel, and began looking around the surrounding cliff areas with a helicopter to see if they had potentially fallen nearby. Unfortunately, no trace of the girls or their vehicle was found. Theorizing that the girls may have decided to run away for personal reasons, the police stopped searching and the families waited for a month with no further developments on their whereabouts. The Toyama Prefectural Police decided to conduct two large-scale searches for the missing girls in June and October, beginning in Hime City and ending at the Tsubono Spa Hotel. After covering several different routes between the two locations, police were unable to find any trace of the two, with nobody else coming forward with any sightings of the girls. It quickly became a national mystery. The disappearance of Megumi Yoshiki and Narumi Takumi became widespread news in Japan, and many people came forward with theories on what could have happened to the girls. The idea that they staged their disappearance and ran away together was strong at first, especially with the Toyama Prefectural Police. But it didn't explain the fact that neither the girls nor the car have been seen by anyone else since. Another theory revolved else chicken and rice. But it didn't explain the fact that neither the girls nor the car had been seen by anyone else since another theory revolved around the possibility of the girls getting into trouble with a Bosozoku biker gang who were known for visiting the abandoned building previously. What's that?
Nothing. Did you drink all that coffee?
It was just two coffees in there, little tiny bags. Bosozoku, which roughly translates to speed tribes, originated from 1950s and refers to the Japanese subculture biker gangs who ride heavily customized motorbikes, taking inspiration from Western movies such as Rebel Without a Cause. Bosozoku biker gangs were notorious for being rebellious towards society, with some choosing a life of crime and vandalism. The theory broadly suggests that Megumi and Narumi encountered one of these gangs at the Tsubono and were either abducted by them or worse, murdered. While not impossible theory at the time, it was very implausible, and again, it didn't account for the missing vehicle and the fact that there was no evidence at the scene of the girls ever being there. One thing that was obvious to note when looking at their journey from Hime City to the Tsubono Hotel was just how many areas of deep water lay between the two locations, with theories like the Toyama Bay and Shore River along the route. It wasn't unreasonable to believe that the girls may have veered off road at some point after their final pager message and met their fate in one of these places. However, with the potential search area being so vast, it was considered an almost impossible task to undertake without a definitive lead. And as such, they were not investigated thoroughly. Other theories that circulated included ideas of the girls being kidnapped by North Korean spies, which was actually happening in Japan to citizens in early 1980s, to wildly supernatural and paranormal speculations, which had no grounding in reality. With no other leads, the case would soon grow cold, and the mystery of Megumi Yashiki and Narumi Takumi's Kimodameshi would itself become a tale to tell during a Japan's haunted summer months. That was until 24 years later. At midday on Wednesday, 4th March 2020, Toyama Prefectural Police used a crane to pull a black Subaru Vivio wrapped in blue sheets from the seabed at Fushiki Port in Imizu City, located close to Kayomaru Park, where the girls had previously stopped during their journey. Inside the vehicle were the skeletal remains of both Narumi Takumi and Megumi Yashiki, which was confirmed through DNA analysis. A petrol station credit card with the name Yashiki Megumi and Boast on it was also found in the car. Due to the length of time the two girls were exposed to the elements, the bodies had decomposed, meaning that forensics couldn't determine whether or not drowning was the cause of death or if they had possibly died from other causes. With the car and bodies now found, the families of two missing Himi City girls finally had closure on their fate. But the mystery of how they ended up in the water is not the only unusual part to this story. It turned out that at the end of 2014, three people came forward to the Toyama Prefectural Police and claimed that they witnessed a car matching the description of Megumi's fall into the port of the night when they went missing. Police initially dismissed the claims but decided to re-interview them again in January 2020. The three anonymous witnesses told how at 12:30 a.m. on the night of the disappearance, they saw a black Subaru car with two female occupants inside park along the edge of the cliffside at Kayomaru Park, with the car's rear facing the water. As they approached the car from the front to speak with the girls, the car suddenly started reversing and fell into the water. When asked why they never came forward before, all three witnesses said the reason for not doing so was because they were scared, possibly being accused of being responsible for what happened. Police later determined that the deaths of two girls was an accident. The identities of these witnesses remains unknown, and further speculation on whether or not foul play was involved and if their stories are 100% true still circulate to this day. What's certain, though, is that these witnesses definitely saw the last moments of Megumi and Narumi, and to not come forward with the information for over 18 years definitely opens up more questions. What's even more unusual, however, is the fact that the police sat on this information for more than 6 years themselves before they acted upon it, knowingly leaving the bodies of the two girls submerged underwater for over half a decade. A representative from the juvenile division of the Yama Prefectural Police told reporters the alleged witnesses were interviewed multiple times. We know that the car fell into the sea for some reason, but at this time, foul play is not suspected. When asked if they would pursue a solution to the case, the chief of police himself told the magazine that we will investigate as needed in the future, leaving hope for answers bleak. Megumi's father himself appeared to have lost faith in the investigation, claiming, I don't trust the witnesses at all. I don't know who they are. I've asked the police, but they won't tell me. So why did the police fail to act on this information? Why did the witnesses only come forward after 18 years? And how did girls really end up meeting their fate? While there may not be definite answer to all these questions, there are definitely some strong theories. The girls sent their final pager at around 11 p.m., stating that they were now in Aozu and were confirmed to be seen heading that way from the sighting at the petrol station. The time it takes to drive from Tsubono Spa Hotel to Kaimura Park is roughly an hour, which will mean that if they did make it to the hotel, they could have reasonably driven back to get to the park for around midnight, just 30 minutes before the car plunged into the water. With the suggestions from police reports that there was no evidence of Megumi and Harumi ever being at Tsubono Hotel, it's possible that they decided to turn back not long after leaving the petrol station, perhaps deciding against visiting the spot entirely and driving back to a familiar area where they felt safe. It's also possible that with the girls parked dangerously close to the edge of the port, they accidentally put their car into reverse gear after being spooked by the three witnesses approaching them. And by the time the accelerator was pushed, it was too late to correct their mistake. Maybe the three witnesses wanted to scare the girls as a prank, but when they realized it had backfired, they felt responsible and guilty for their actions and all decided never to speak of it again until their conscience gave in and they finally came forward. Or perhaps the three witnesses, they have something more sinister to do with their deaths and sank the car into the port, hiding the evidence of their actions. With forensics unable to determine a cause of death due to the conditions of the corpses, it's not an impossible theory, but it doesn't explain why they would decide to come forward after so many years to report what they saw and allow the police to uncover the evidence. It could be that this was all a series of unfortunate circumstances, a freak accident with no intention or malice from anyone involved, but that still doesn't explain why the police reacted so slowly. Perhaps someone in the police was close to one of the witnesses and wanted to protect them. Or perhaps there was something more sinister and nefarious about the way these girls died. More details may arise surrounding the events of that fateful night. But for now, the mystery of Megumi Yashiki and Harumi Takumi's Kimodameshi remains one of the most infamous unsolved cases in Japanese history. The internet is full of theories on what happened to the schoolgirls, and this will quite possibly be speculated on for years to come if no further information comes to light. The Tsubono Spa Hotel still stands in the Uozu Mountains, isolated from the rest of the society and looming over the city from afar. Japan continues to tell stories of hauntings during the summer months, with the legend of the hotel now forever cemented in a folklore. While the Tsubono remains as a derelict burden on the surrounding locals of Toyama Prefecture, it can now finally serve a greater purpose as a monument to remind us all of the lives of Megumi Yashiki and Harumi Takumi.